Strange people there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Old people.
Well, I was asking you about the things you had in your house, like when you were younger. You said your house was pretty modern.
Oh yeah, it was a modern house for the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s.
Yes. What about what your grandfather had in his house? Like the type of things they had to sit in?
Well, they had...
Did they have that?
No. No vinyl, no... They had Victorian, heavy, oak furniture. Matter of fact, I still have a lot of it stored. Big tables, there was a room there that was about 20 by 30 or 22 by 34. It was a big room. It was a dining room. And immediately over the, built on the second floor, was a bedroom of the same size. He always said he wanted a bedroom large enough to get all his family in at one time. You could have put, well, they kept two double beds in there all the time, plus a sitting area and chests and dressers and things of this type. But you could have put probably 6 to 8 double beds in that room. And it would have been crowded, but you could have gotten 6 to 8 double beds in the room, and the dining room was the same size downstairs. So very heavy Victorian oak furniture. The most, I guess, the conversation piece of all the furniture was in the dining room, hanging on the wall over the sideboard, as they called it, a big oak sideboard, was a pair of stuffed quail in a frame. It's about this tall, and the glass was bedded out over the top like a bell, and behind that glass then a woodsy scene was painted on bird's eye maple. And then there were these two big stuffed Bob White as well.
The main room of the house is
here. Well, it's hard to say. They had a parlor where the family sat.
Yes.
Then there was a front parlor and a living room that was in the two rooms across the front of the house. You would walk into a room that I guess would be a type of parlor. Off to the right was a living room about the same size. And but this was a formal area where you would, if you had company, that's where you would sit and visit. Immediately to the rear of those two rooms, off of a big hall going through the middle of the house, was another large room, and this was a family parlor. So downstairs you had a family parlor, a company parlor, a living room, a tremendous dining room, a breakfast room, a pantry, a kitchen. Well, the pantry, you know, where you kept all your food and things. A big kitchen.
Rooms where you store all sorts of things.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, you really wouldn't need as much storage in a way as you have now, except for the dry goods, and that's all they store. They had fresh food delivered daily, almost from the market. Because there again, you had these old ice boxes when you were able to get those.
Yeah.
Then there was a big gallery on the back. They called it the back gallery, which was an enclosed back porch with lattice slats across the back. And down underneath that was a cellar. That was a coal cellar where they kept the coal.
Yeah.
And go down into that cellar by way of a stairway. I think the bathroom was off of the back gallery originally.